This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Eminem, the rapper, is one of just a handful of artists with two albums that have had 100-week runs on the Billboard charts. Not bad for a guy who hasn't put out any new music for 4 years. Fans of Marshall Mathers, though, have a chance at something arguably better now, a slice of his profits. A startup called Royalty Flow filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission today for an initial public offering in which buyers, investors you could say, will get shares in the royalties for some of Eminem's music that's owned by two of his former producers. It's a music story that's a finance story that's a music story. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has it.
The new company will purchase royalties for music Eminem recorded between 1999 and 2013 from a pair of Detroit producers who signed him before he met Dr. Dre and hit the big time. The minimum buy-in is $2,250, says Anthony Bruno, a spokesman for the company.
You are essentially buying a share in the revenues that the catalogs collect, which we intend to pay through dividends over time.
Royalty Flow plans to apply for a listing on a public stock exchange later this year and add more royalty streams to its portfolio. It's all possible because of a 2012 law called the Jobs Act. It allowed small businesses to use crowdfunding to issue securities for the first time. Bruno says it's a good bet. The music industry is growing again.
Investors are looking for a way to participate in that growth, but right now there's really not a lot of ways for them to do so directly.
The idea isn't new, says music business professor George Howard at Berklee College of Music. 20 years ago, musician David Bowie issued an asset-backed security that used his albums as collateral. Royalty Flow's IPO comes as artists are casting around for new revenue models.
We can now more precisely measure royalty flows, and with entities like Spotify throwing off more regular and regulated flows of money, you have a chance to securitize those against future earnings.
But will the streaming explosion keep the music business growing? Mark Goldstein is a music industry professor at the University of Southern California.
Nobody knows for sure what the revenue streams are going to look like going forward.
And what investors are really buying into is a catalog's expected value. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.